see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. This afternoon, my name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this show, Watching for Jesus. We all are watching for Jesus. There's no one particular person. You don't designate, I am the watchman for Jesus. I'm the one and only on the East Coast. No, it's those that open up their hearts and minds and desires to want to serve God. It's a decision process. And then you step out of what's called the matrix, as they put it. And boy, I tell you, there's some moving going around. That news is picking up. Controlled opposition is on the march. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then what I want to do is get started today. I want to talk about the UN invasion again, what they're up to, and we'll move to various subjects today. I want to talk about the felons. Talk about how they're controlling the police departments. Yep. And the education. I'm going to cover it all today. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to say till I start saying it. I go with the flow, even in my broadcast. I've been studying this for, since 2006. I've been involved in it, not knowing it, actually, since 1988. Working in the middle of it, in the peripheral of government contracting and overseas with State Department gigs, if you want to call it that. Living like everybody else, but knowing there's something weird going on, something strange. It's not what I was taught in the Marine Corps. It's not what I was taught in school. Something these lies? What are they lying for? Why are we protecting and even controlling Al-Qaeda that's in my region in Kosovo? Why is that happening? I asked the questions and I never got the answers. In all the meetings I'd go to, I specifically mentioned the Al-Qaeda groups that was in my region in Kosovo. Why are they in my area? And nobody's, I don't understand this. Why is RHIS or Al-Haramain that's linked up to Al-Qaeda in my region? Nobody's doing anything about it. What's going on here? A lot of people tried to shush me up, but I don't shush up. I guess that's probably why my contract ended 2 years early. That might be the reason. I don't know. It's possible. You see, I don't believe in compromising no matter what. I'd rather go dipsy dumpster digging than sell my soul to these people. It's disgusting, pathetic, at the highest level of the UN, US government, European government, Scandinavian government, African government, the Chinese, the Russian government. They're all pathetic, every single one of them. They deal with secret societies. They plan the death of people. They work together. Every government works together under councils and committees, making it look like to their own citizens, no matter which country it is, that they're working for them, and they're not. The secret societies controls the world for right now. The Vatican, the Jesuits, the murdering Jesuits, and the Freemasons at the highest level, they even lie to their own brotherhood. They use their own brotherhood as a stepping stone and don't even tell them about it. They keep secrets from their families. That's pathetic. There should never be any secrets in any family. If you belong to an organization or you can't tell your family about it, or your wife or your husband, whatever, you're in a wrong place and it's the wrong time. Something's got to be wrong with it. There's no secrets in God's kingdom. There's no such thing. And I was asked to do this one time in a tea party thing or something. I forgot even what this position was, but someone asked me years ago. And I said, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, and this is adults talking here now. At the tea party, some kind of governorship or Congress, something, whatever it is, I don't know. Anyway, I said, well, what do you got to do? I said, well, you got to prick your finger and you put a spot of blood on the paper and sign it. I said, yeah, you're right. What do you really got to do? No, that's what you got to do. I said, you got to be kidding me. You all call yourselves adults? You got to be kidding me. Prick my finger? I don't think so. And put a little spot on a piece of paper as a blood oath and sign it? You got to be joking me. These people are serious. It's getting out of hand. Of course, we were told about that in the Bible anyway. Isn't that amazing? Tea parties were formed to find out who are the patriots and Christians and where they're going to go. And they list their names and do some rah, rah, rah stuff, three-cornered hats, all this kind of stuff. But they got your names. That's what the Tea Party. Tea Party came from the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, a secretive right-wing group. You got Palin, you got James Dobson, you got North, you got LaHaye, Pat Robinson, I mentioned that again, Chuck Missler, all these guys pretending to be on our side, and they're absolutely not, because they would not belong to the Council of National Policy if they did. Council of National Policy is a subgroup of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the Council of Foreign Relations is the Luciferian Illuminati in the United States. Its sister to it is a royal, big sister actually, is the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, in London, RIIA they call it, that controls Tavistock, a behavior think tank, worldwide web. The Tavistock, well, they're pretty much significant, I guess. They created our 1960s culture from nothing. They changed the entire culture. I would say that they were pretty significant. Working with the CIA to bring the drugs in from South America and later in Vietnam to destroy Americans. I'd say it's pretty important Tavistock, yeah. As our government works with them, I'd say it's pretty important. Yep. They designed our 1960s cultural revolution to include drugs, alcohol, New Age movement, change of clothing, rock and roll. I said rock and roll. Virtually everything changed. Well, they planned it 1940s, 1950s, beginning exactly 1945. Tavistock. They control all our colleges and universities today. They use the colleges and universities to seek out recruits that they can use of your children. That's what they have these humanist professors and Marxist scholars aboard there to watch. Every college and every university, I have the evidence and I've spoken the quotes and the names and the dates and the times and how they did it to confirm it. It's slam dunk. How many people really know that? I bet they know a lot about Dancing with the Stars. Who's hitting a hole in one in some silly golf course? Or have you ever seen a baseball game? You ever seen a soccer, how they get into it? Can you imagine if they really got into Jesus like that? Can you imagine? I was watching, and I went to a restaurant a few days ago. You know, baseball was created by the Masons. Did you know that? Doubleday was a Freemason. They turned the Masonic logo into a baseball field in the 1860s. That's the joke on America, is that the baseball game, baseball, the America's favorite sport, is a Masonic logo field. That's what it is, under your noses. And they laugh every time they have a game. So anyway, they turned the logo of Masons into a game. It's a deadly game, actually. It steals souls. Because people don't realize that it was created by the Masons, for Masons, and at the highest level of their logo. The logo is satanic. It's based on witchcraft. That's a fact. Absolute fact. Anyway, I was watching you have the TVs in the restaurants and all that, and I was looking up there, and I just happened to notice they did a pan out of the highest level of the stands. You could, you know, like you're sitting right beside somebody, you know, and they're there. And you look out on the field, man, you can't even see the players. So what's the use of going to a baseball game when you have to use a telescope to see the players? I mean, that can't be fun unless you really like the hot dogs. Well, okay, there you go. Hot dogs and Coca-Cola. All right, now I see why you go to baseball. You can't even see them. You can't, you know. If you're on the other side where they hit the ball, and you're at the top level, men have to use an artillery round, a 105, to get the baseball to where you can catch it, when you're top level of the stadium. In the golf, too. These National Golf, or whatever they are, there are little heads everywhere, thousands of heads everywhere. So when you look at the pan out, you see, I don't know the golfers. I don't even watch the mess of the game. But say Tiger Woods, the only one I know because I see it in the headlines. Tiger Woods hits it. Man, you can't even see him. You got to use binoculars just to see him hit the hole in one. But you were there, but you didn't see it. But you were there. Okay. Family, what's important these days? What's really the important thing? When the game's over, then what? Oh. What do you do now? Where's your soul going? Your eternal security is more important than any of this. You see? And it's coming round. And when you die, no matter when, no matter where, when you die, you die. You're dead. Graveyard dead. Your judgment has been determined for eternity, that moment of time, right then. Whether you lived an old age of 90 years old or whatever, and you die, okay, I knew it was coming. Or you're 21, God forbid, and on your way back from a baseball game, you have a car accident, God forbid. But that 21-year-old, was he born again or not? If he wasn't, he's went to hell. If he was, he's going to heaven to see his Father. This is important because it's eternal. There's no getting around it. No way. This is important. Well, I'll get to the political issues here shortly. But what I've talked about, the political issues are also involved in distraction to keep you away from what I've just told you. That's what they're for. And to control you. That is the exact reason for all this political immigration, this, that, and the other, and so on and so on, is to set up this new world order. The new world order, in fact, is controlled by a group that believes in Lucifer, that controls your life, no matter what you believe. I don't believe in Lucifer. I don't believe in Satan. Well, it doesn't make any difference. They do. And they murder children on account of it. To them, it means something. And speaking in terms of physics and science and the way God set this place thing up, they know the knowledge. They have the knowledge. And that death of that child they sacrificed, that makes things happen in the world that people don't realize. And the demons that's coming out are more and more. And people starting to see it that didn't see it before. Y'all better wake up, because the supernatural is going to be on your front doorstep. But all this about the politics, the arts, the sciences, the all this is based on what I'm talking about right this moment. The headlines are all indicators, are all used by Satan. Every conspiracy you can think of, I can promise you and guarantee you, out of 33 conspiracies, every one of them is based on what I've just finished telling you, is how they're bringing this new world order to its fruition. The only thing that's holding them back is the supernatural God that's the creator of all this, but giving us free will. And we didn't use it too well. And Satan's using his free will, but that's going to be cut short after the tribulations. During the tribulations, there's certain criteria that this one named Satan and the fallen angels can't go out of. But they're going to maximize what they are allowed to do. That you can rest assured. Your faith is very important. Your love of Jesus is very important. It goes beyond all these political issues and all that. All that's to keep you distracted, controlled, and out of whack. Because they're afraid. It's about you being empowered through the love of Jesus. Is what it boils down to. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, the miracles you give us on a day-to-day basis, Lord, that sometimes we don't see them. To open up our eyes, Lord, we see those miracles. We see your, that the creation speaks of your existence. Lord, we pray, I pray, Lord, for more patience, for courage to speak out more. Father, to give patience more, to understand those that don't understand, and Father, to give us more wisdom, discernment for us to understand more. Lord, give us the opportunities that we can speak out. Give us divine appointments that we can witness the love of Jesus. Father, guide us today, guide us tomorrow, guide us the rest of this week, to show us those events, those end times events, Lord, it's going to be significant. Father, to see through the deception, give us that discernment and wisdom. We can see through discernment, see through the deception that's being thrown out that is massive. Father, protect us with the blood of Jesus around us as we pray, as we worship, as we study, as we witness to others. Father, we raise up to you the ones we've talked about now, Lord, that need healing to bring the families together. The Lord, through our learning, our knowledge, the Father, we can pass it on to others. And Father, the Holy Spirit will give us knowledge, more knowledge of your word. We pray for our veterans, Lord, to protect them from these drugs, from these vaccines, and from the voice-to-skull technologies that's being put upon them. And Father, to redirect their thoughts from the thoughts of suicide, because there's too many per day, way too many, Lord, there's way too many. It's being orchestrated, planned out, and Lord, we need that help supernaturally to expose this lie. And expose those who say they're helping and are not, to expose who they are, Lord, and to bring those that's going to help up to the forefront. We call upon you to protect the children, Lord, that's being identified, abducted, and caught up for these wicked sacrifices. And Father, to shut down the Illuminati and their families. And Lord, to strip down their protection of the Wicca. And those, Lord, that are open, that Father, you know their heart, we don't. That Father, through their hearts, that you know that you'll seal the blood of Jesus around them to guide them in the right path, to guide them to the divine appointments, to be able to witness or be witnessed to by the blood of Jesus and to take him as their Savior. But Father, only through your divine intervention can that happen. And to use them, Father, as whistleblowers, as those who are going to bring knowledge to show what the agenda is, that we can see through it and pray against it. And Lord, these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, last night in Bible study, I went over briefly what all of the Matthew chapter 6, nine to 13, what those verses meant when you said them. Because if you don't really know what they mean, it ends up being like a mantra. Like a mantra. You say it, the words, like you're getting ready to play a football game. We used to do that playing football. We'd say the Lord's Prayer just real fast, as if it meant something. We got it said, and we're moving on. But did God really hear that prayer? If we just said it, just the words? Does God really hear when I say, Lord, I repent of my sins, take you as my Savior? Do I really mean it in my heart? You know, if you really do repent, you tell someone you're really sorry about something you did to them, man, your soul is going to be pricked. Your balloon is going to be deflated. And then it's going to get blown back up again with good air. Yeah. But when you actually admit something you've done wrong to somebody and you're really sorry about it, man, you're not going to stop the tears. They're coming. The eyes are going to water up. When you're really sorry about something. Now, when you're in a kid like little Johnny and he's really sorry he made that mistake, he knows that paddle's coming. Well, that's back in the day, of course, before they had the international rights of the child. But in any case, that's an inside joke, sort of. In any case, if he really loved his parents and he did something that he shouldn't have done and he sees that they're hurt because of it, don't you know he's going to feel the same way? What about it when Jesus, for example, went to the grave of Lazarus? He waited 3 days, I think it was 3 or 4 days he waited, because he wanted Lazarus to be really, really dead, you understand? So there'd be no one to say that, well, he wasn't really dead. He must have just been knocked out or something. Well, no, Jesus waited. They didn't know this. But see, Jesus knew what he was going to do. How he knew? Jesus knew he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead. So he waited to make sure he smelt terrible and rigor mortis started setting in. And they put him behind the stone. He wanted to make sure they knew he was dead. And Jesus knew he's going to raise him back. So when Jesus came to the tomb, and they're all wailing and crying and tearing clothes and whatever they do, all that stuff, grieving and so forth, Jesus wept. So, wait a minute. So some theologians say, well, Jesus wept because Lazarus was dead. Well, no, that's not possible. Because Jesus knew he's going to raise him up right then, right there. So Jesus wouldn't be crying for that. No, he felt their pain. He felt their sorrow. He felt it. Number two, he also was hurt because they didn't believe. Oh, if you'd have been here, Jesus, he'd have been alive. You could have saved him. That means they deny him as the Christ, as Jesus, as the Son of God, able to do anything. That's denial right there. They say, oh, Jesus is here. Oh, we're no problem. Jesus somehow or another is going to bring Lazarus back. They didn't say that. They were admonishing Jesus for not coming sooner. That hurt him. And also, because they were wailing and crying, he felt their pain. So, when you go against somebody and you did something because of your own accord, your own advantage, and someone you cared about, and you said, oh man, I wish I hadn't done that. And you see how they're hurt, and you go up, look, you start to tell them, you're going to feel the pain. Okay, so when they ask you in church to come up and repent of your sins and all that, and you say, Lord, I repent of my sins, you repeat after the pastor tells you all the words to say, and you repeat them, and then you stand up front, everybody come shake your hand, and you're all smiles, and you join the church and all that. Nope. When you truly repent, the Holy Spirit's going to descend upon you, and you're going to feel that Holy Spirit touch you, you're not going to have a dry eye. And number two, you will see a change. Won't be immediate. Won't be everything. You won't be all of a sudden floating around on the clouds saying, I'm a saint. You're going to still be lusting. You're still going to be maybe gambling a few times. You're still going to be doing something, but it's going to start convicting you. You're going to start feeling guilty about it. But if you do that, don't go to Osteen's courses, because it'll make you feel like, oh, I still feel good sinning. That's how they do it. The Joyce Myers and Copelands and Hagees and all these people. Family, they're teaching the wrong stuff. Osteen especially. I'll tell you, I'll name names, name words. Freemasons, yes, sir. Issa Star, absolutely. Talked about that last night. With their own words. Here goes scripture. I've been known to get up and just walk out. Well, that's not respectful. He's darn right it's not. I don't intend on being, neither. When they start preaching outside the gospel, I'm gone. Especially if there's a lightning thunderstorm. I'm out of there. You see. But I'm not sticking around. Family, today, I'm going to go with the flow. And the Lord led me to talk about bondage first. And you know, it may take me a while to talk about this bondage thing. I don't know how long it's going to take me to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it. Because that's what you're in right now, today. Oh, Tom, we know we're in a tyrannical government. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have been for quite some time, since 1700s. You never won that Revolutionary War. That's the first problem. Yeah. Bondage, felons. I see. You think of felons as being in bondage because they're behind bars. But what you don't know is the luxury they have there. They're being trained in Christian identity, Aryan type training. They're training them to be multilingual. ADL is coming through, teaching them how to kill. Blackwater is too. They're getting out of prisons in different places of the United States with already set up jobs with private security officers. Some are going right into precincts with felon degrees. as a Freudian slip, with a felon background. And they're infiltrating into law enforcement. And also in administrative offices. And private security. And then what happens when they declare martial law? When they declare martial law, you won't have enough police, will you? Nope. Where's the military going to be? They're already committing suicide. 26 veterans per day committing suicide. Militia, you better wake up. And who's going to be joining militia, joining Patriot moves and all that kind of thing? It's going to be former veterans, right? That don't take a 10-year-old to figure that one out. And if they're, and so if they're committing suicide, 26 per day, that's a problem. And also your Patriot pilots, others of the white hats, do you know that they have put in Chinese microchips in those guidance systems in your planes? Did you know that? They keep taking them offline, don't they? So when you get up there flying around and going to go against the ones for the New World Order and all this, they're going to shut your plane down. Chinese already owns over 30% or more of the United States. You got 288 foreign trade zones. That's sovereign Chinese territory in America, and nobody's complaining about it. And wouldn't the Joint Chief of Staff, your so-called patriots, wouldn't they be complaining about it? Wouldn't some four-star general, Marine Corps, or Army? I'm a former Marine. I can say what I want. Wouldn't a four-star general would have the courage to step up and say, wait a minute, why do we have these Chinese territory, 288 foreign trade zones in my city, my state, my whatever? Run them out. Shut them down. Put a Mack trucks in front of the end of it, in front of them. Don't let them go in there. Don't let them go out. Sovereign territory. No, they're working with them. That's a problem. We got one in Mount Airy, North Carolina here. Foreign trade zone, 230. Foreign trade zone, 230 is the name of it. Oh, it's a beautiful place. Nice commercial property. Wow. They got all kinds of commercialized business going on there. They got a really nice duck pond. Whack, whack. I expect Affleck to come by someday. Maybe I get his autograph. They got a nice little children's place that they can put children right outside the industrial park area. There's no security there either. Just nice little comfortable industrialized place that's big. All kinds of commercial activity going on back there. It's a foreign trade zone. It belongs to China. I see that as a problem. Got a nice little hospital kind of doctor, big one too, Novant or something like that. Right next to the entrance of it, a child's daycare center there. Oh, it's really quaint. And I'm sure the ones that live around it are working there. Family, you got 288 of them in the United States. Now, we got 50 states. That's 3 or 4 per state. That's not good. Especially when they own it. And they got Chinese military placed throughout the United States. Russian Spetsnaz all over the darn place. And in Canada, Mexico, South America. I see a problem. And nobody's addressing it. A lot of people complaining about it, maybe, in some places. We live in a tyrannical government in bondage. Mm-hmm. Is that all you got? Well, now what's you going to do about it? Well, their answer is a military coup. Rick Joyner. I'm not going to play that tape again. So my regular listeners, you can, well, I don't think I will. They plan a military coup. This would be for the 6th time in our history. Your Joint Chief of Staff out there, haven't you wondered why you never make deadlines? They give you silly excuses, those aliens that you all know that out there. They're not aliens. What you're dealing with are liars. They are supernatural. But that's another story. Everybody thinks they're going to get some kind of reward out of this. I'm warning all humans that you're being lied to. I'm warning all the secret societies. They're going to take you out. Once they've used you up, they're going to kill you. They always do, and they always will. You're going to be replaced by transhumanized beings of some sort. They're not going to use your human frail bodies. And you going up each degree of Freemasonry on that checkerboard floor, that they're telling you they're adjusting your frequencies and you're getting more toward godhood or whatever. Man, they're lying to you. Just like Santa Claus exists. Or Bugs Bunny. Elmer Fudd hadn't caught him yet, has he? No, I don't think yet. I think Bugs Bunny's still running, though. You see, the supernatural is real. Freemasonry, they know about alchemy. They know about the supernatural. That's what guides them. That's what pulls them in to this New World Order, New Atlantis agenda. Back to felons. So the way they're going to control mankind. And so those of you in militia that don't know about the felons they're going to use and the international police force that's already here, what you see is you see the progressive shutdown of law enforcement, that really there's no big deal there, and we could take them anyway. And already, Sheriff Apayo says, you militia come around my guys, we'll shoot y'all. I say, what? Who's that Freemason talking about? He's going to shoot the militia. So is the militia European soldiers they brought in? Or how's it? Either way, there's something nasty going on here. They're developing conflict among us Americans. It worked in 1860s. The Jesuits worked it out. I guess it's going to work again. And that's confirmed by Abraham Lincoln, that the Jesuits set up the Civil War. Put the French on the South and Germans on the North to manage our Civil War. Abraham Lincoln confirms this. Abraham Lincoln and JFK, neither one were Freemasons. That's really, really significant. Felons as police. Invasion USA. That's what's going on right now, slowly but surely. Now, I'm going to try to get to disclosure, but I may or may not get there. We'll see. If not, I'll get there tomorrow. Felons of police, nobody's talking about. Just like nobody talks about the Wesak Festival. The Wesak Festival is Bohemian Grove on steroids. It's Woodstock on double steroids. Totally evil, this Wesak Festival, is where the fallen angels are manifested. Every May, they set up new initiates to prepare this new world order at the Wesak Festival, at the highest level. Not the UN. UN is nothing but humankind being led by fallen angels that are invoked. Look it up. They have a chair there. They actually have a chair, empty chair, 666, and they leave it empty. Look it up. These people believe in Satan. And that's important to know. You can sit in your little rooms and living rooms or discussion groups and say, I just don't believe in Satan, all you want. You can say, well, I just don't believe it. I don't believe in the supernatural, all you want. But keep in mind, they do, and they hold the purse strings and your freedom in jeopardy. And they do believe in Satan, and they murder people, children, for this entity named Satan. That's done. Every solace, every change of season, every holiday, this is what goes on behind the background. And our world leaders, our national leaders, from Congress to CEOs, presence are involved in this. You understand. I'm not talking about in the backwoods and some kids playing, you know, witches or me, or some derelicts that come out of prison or something like that that practice voodoo and all this. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Clinton. I'm talking about Buchanan. They're high-level priests in the Luciferian order. Bush, I'm talking the highest level. The papacy is based on the New Age movement. At the highest level of the papacy in Rome, that's the whore. And the daughter of Babylon is Israel. Especially when they sign that peace covenant. Confirm the peace covenant, Daniel 9:27. That's coming. Family, all this is set up to ready to happen. And we see the signs of the times. Nobody knows the day or the hour. So this illegal invasion, for example, is going to set up the North American Union. It's bringing in subversives from South America, Mexico, Cuba, China. You've got high-level mafia bosses, I can tell you right now. And extremely trained terrorists coming in as quote-unquote children as immigration. Dressed up, they come in, swooped away, they disappear. Chinatown, Detroit, Michigan, or Dearborn, wherever. And they get set up, ready to attack. And what's coming down the pike that will justify martial law. But now they're coming in through this immigration lie. It's all set up. Jesuits, it's not Obama. Obama's a puppet, like all the rest of them. But this immigration, people aren't getting it. They're not understanding the cover that this immigration thing is all about. It's to hide the subversives coming over the border. Then they inoculate them with something or another, some disease they're going to send back to South America or send back to Mexico. And if they have a pandemic, they'll blame it on the illegals. That's how they do it. Oh, by the way, it's not the only way they're going to do it. I'll get back to felons in a second, but recently in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, down there in Atlanta, well, they had a government scientist is cleaning out an old storage room. It sounds like that one where they were cleaning out the Vatican. They found a partial or some kind of scripture in the trash can. And they say that's canon. Oh, canon. I tell you what to do with that canon. Anyway, melt it down. But anyway, a government scientist, of course, was cleaning out an old storage room. That's what they all do, right? At a research center near Washington, made a startling discovery about last week. Decades old vials of smallpox, that's not funny, was packed away and forgotten in a cardboard box. Now, if y'all believe that, I may still have some certificates for oceanfront property in Arizona. The 6 glass vials were intact and sealed, and scientists have yet to establish whether the virus is dead or alive. CDC said on Tuesday. See, smallpox was declared eradicated in 1980. You believe that, right? I hope you don't. World Health Organization authorities said the only known samples were safely stored in super secure laboratories in Atlanta and in Russia. Super secure laboratories. And yet, these vials are found in a cardboard box in some packed away old storage room. Somebody must have been smoking a little dope there, huh? Oh. And then they say, at least one leading scientist raised the possibility that there are more such vials out there around the world. A little plausible deniability when they released the pandemic. These are sneaky boys they got out there, isn't it? Bunch of liars, too. Would all this have anything to do with between 2006, 2008, 300 microbiologists being killed? What do you think? It's called when they use you, they kill you. It's real simple. That's what they do, Freemasons. They're going to finish you up, you generals. They're going to kill you. They're going to use you up, and they're going to kill you. And they're going to use felons out there. You see, you have what's called the New Age Movement. The New Age Movement has been on Christ, the Christ, or Krishna, or love for all, and we're all one in Christ consciousness, and the bigger picture, and all this stuff. And we're all want to hold hands and play around the maypole, you see, and go frolic in the woods and bush and meditate and do yoga and all kinds of weird pretzel-looking stances and breathe real heavy and I don't know what else. All right, so we all love each other. We're into yoga and Christ consciousness, and we're all one and all this and all that. But here's a problem there, New Agers. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Okay, well, when they release you keep forgetting about those darn felons, man. They don't believe in all that nonsense. They don't have any belief in that. They believe in murder, rape, killing, and they're possessed. They're into Satanism. Now, when they release them, and that's what's in the New World Order, that is part of the New Age process, is to open up prisons, because everybody's free. Free, open up, like birds going out. Well, it's going to have a comeback on you. You're not counting on this, you see. They're going to get rid of the death penalty. They're going to get rid of laws. Do as I will. Can't have any laws. Y'all better look at what you're doing. Because they're going to release tens of thousands of felons and rapists, murderers, and who knows what else on the public. Now, you think they've been in prison practicing yoga and doing breathing exercises? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Now, the carrot for them is they've turned them against all mankind and humankind. So they can't wait to get out. They are strictly motivated to get out of there on the free and just rape and kill to their heart's content. But here's the problem. When they release them, what they're not telling them, when they declare martial law, there's going to be a whole lot of exterminating. And the microchips they put inside of them will kill them. Because the New World Order engineers at the highest level do not like humankind at all. So if you think you're going to keep you, you got another thing coming. They're going to kill you. They will not let you live. Those of you in the felons and police force and all that, that are the ones part of this agenda, they will kill you. Because they're going to transhumanize their workforce. And then you got to determine where your soul is going to go. Through Jesus, it's going to heaven. If not, you're going to hell. There's no in the middle place going on. You don't just haunt some old library. You go to heaven or hell. It's eternal. There's no getting out. They don't have little old ladies you can walk across the road or do good deeds in hell to get you out. That's baloney. Y'all better think about it. But let's get down to it then. About these felons that they're going to set up. Now, I talked a little bit about it yesterday. I got on to it. And I've been studying this for a long time, trying to keep track of it, and boy, it's mind-boggling. No mistakes are made. It's called plausible deniability. Felons are being brought, as I've said before, to take positions as enforcement. Hitler did this in his reign of terror. It's a tenet in the New Age philosophy to use felons in police and security matters. I submit to you that all these YouTube, and they're real, some of them are not, some of them are, videos on YouTube and other places, and reports in the newspapers of police officers behaving badly, I submit to you, these are the felons being released, given police jobs, and are told to start this activity. And they're also told to shoot family animals, because that causes, obviously, dissension, rebellion, but it shows the control they have. Specifically, they're looking to kill an animal that belongs to you, so it'll be put in the paper. They want people to know the power they have. This is a technique that they use. They're looking for an excuse. The other cops are good cops. You have good cops. They came in to do the job, and they're going to do it. They will be identified secretly. And when they take over, they will be disarmed, even by their own friends. Because they will not be Freemasons or former felons or whatever. It's going to be a shock when this thing takes over. From bondage to positions of power is just a step. They'll always build loyalty to those that freed them. They were in bondage. They always put people in bondage. And then they give you positions of power. They give you some kind of freedom. This follows a process at the highest level. In the Illuminati, they plan, listen, 250 years in advance to change a culture. It follows an 8-step process. I might get to it today, I might not. But nevertheless, it's called from bondage to dictatorship. They put the culture in bondage of some kind, put the women in bondage of some kind, put the whites in bondage of some kind, put the blacks in bondage, whoever it is, whatever culture, whatever country, whatever group, whatever settlement, whatever, you put them in bondage. And when you put someone in bondage, they seek a spiritual faith. They don't have one. You provide one. You control it. It follows an 8-step program. Now, they can accelerate it, or they can last it out for 250 years. As a matter of fact, it worked perfectly for the blacks that were brought into America. It started with the whites in 1200s. 1200 AD, it started with whites in Europe. The bondage I'm speaking of. The bondage was the Vatican murdered, beginning in 1200 AD, began the murder and sacrifice of human beings by the Vatican to 1800 AD. 50 to 68 million people. So you figure about 200 years of mass murder by the Vatican, and this is a fact. They lied about the witches and witchcraft and their heresy and all this stuff. Baloney. John Todd, Alberto Rivera, many others confirm what I'm saying. So after 200 years of mass murder by the Vatican under various, stealing their land and everything else, after 200 years, that's a lot of generations, they're ready to leave, aren't they? That's bondage. Being murdered in groups is bondage, you know what I mean? So by 1492, they're ready to leave. Nowhere to go before 1400s because it's fall off the edge of the world. You see what they did? Waited. So by 1425, they're ready to launch into the new Atlantis in America, in the North American continent. Who are they going to use against the indigenous population? The white folk. And the white folk are tired of getting murdered by the Vatican. So they're ready to leave. You see what happened? That's exactly what happened. So by 1492, O. Columbus, who was a secret society member, funded by the Spanish Illuminati, said, you can go over there. They have gold. They've got food. They've got resources. They've got this, they got that. Hey, Martha, we're getting out of here. We're going over there, that there America, or North American continent, that new continent. We're out of here. So by 1500, a Jesuit, prejudicator, whatever you want to call him, that was awkward, by the name of Martin Luther. I have this documented now. This is not speculation. Martin Luther was a fraud. Erasmus was not, Tyndall was not, Wycliffe was not, Erasmus, Martin Luther worked for the Vatican behind closed doors. He provided the religion they needed to galvanize them, give them the confidence and courage, step number three, to leave. And boy, they did. To America they went. What happened to the Indians and Mexicans? It got moved out. The whites in bondage, leaving Europe. So the blacks were brought in the 1600s to help build tobacco. 16, 17, 18, that's 200 years, almost 250 to the day. When Willie Lynch in 1711 was teaching the white folk how to have a better slave by horrific, terrible, horrible ways in the South. Ways that I don't even want to go into right now. How to have a better slave. And they did genetic manipulation, murder that the white folk did in the South, North Carolina, Alabama, all these places. I'm a white folk. I'm Scotch-Irish. Later, 1711, almost to the day, by 1860, in come a Illuminati member that turned on him, named Lincoln. He went against the Illuminati. He was supposed to come in and free the slaves in 1860s, almost 250 years to the day. They've lived in tyranny all their culture's life in America. The Indians did. Mexicans did. Lived in tyranny of the white. But the whites, you white folk, like I am one too, y'all, we were in tyranny and didn't even know it. They lied to you about winning the Revolutionary War. We didn't win. You remained. Slaves remained and didn't even tell you. These are facts I'm telling you. But now they're telling you, we live in a tyrannical government, we're all slaves. They're letting you know that. They want you to know. They're getting ready for another dialectic, another change of government. So you got to fight yourself out of this one to accept the next one. That's how they do it. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Martin Luther, you see, provided the religion to galvanize the white folk to leave. They got to have their religion. Once you're in tyranny, you got to leave. You know, you got to deal with it. That gives you strength, courage. Well, they present it. It's called protestism. Protestantism. Protestism. And that justified the Reformation and justified the Borgia funding the Jesuits to start the killing to make sure they leave. Now, what they do down in Mexico this past 20, 30, 20 years. They're killing people in the discos. They're killing children out there. What's that going to cause people want to do? Move out of Mexico into where? America. That was the purpose of killing, massive killing down in Mexico. To cause them to want to move. Infest America with all the aliens possible. And it began with the whites. Blacks. Chinese. Europeans. To make America the melting pot of the world. Heading toward the New World Order has been planned for over 250, 300, 400 years. It's been planned by the Illuminati. Do you understand how deep this goes, how big this is? Well, now we're where we are. There's more details about it, but I'm going to, you sort of, I guess, sort of give you the idea of how deep this is. how more in depth that people have no idea. So now we're here. And white folk, you're in tyranny, right? A government that's, you know, watching you every move and all that. You don't like it, do you? No, we don't like it. Blacks had to put up with it all these centuries. Minorities had to put up with it. Now we're putting up with it and we don't like it. Well, they got a new religion coming out for you, too. It's called New Age Movement. Aha! Mm-hmm. They want you to step out. They want you to step up to justify martial law. So they're letting you know you're in tyranny. It's what they use controlled opposition for. And this is mentioned in their planning process. It says since 1873 and 1901, they had lectures of the Illuminati. And the basics of it, part of it was, once all governments have been acknowledged to be worthless, then they're going to launch the World Revolutionary Plan. So people will accept a world government for peace. And boy, that will be one heck of a lie. So first, you got to see how worthless your government is. How much in tyranny that you are. Which is true. But they're going to have something else for you. But that will be temporary. Just like the Council of Nicaea brought the Christians in. The Council of Trent and other movements started killing them again. Man, they do it every single time. And boy, it works every time. Except this time, it's going to be their undoing. It's called the tribulations, y'all. And the supernatural is going to appear on this stage. Felons. Let's go back to the felons again. Use it as an example. So they're taking these people out of bondage. And they're going to put them in positions of power, you see. And then when they do that, they control them and they don't even know it. It's a step that will always build loyalty to those that freed them and that will, from then on, rewards them with freedom, power, and virtually no scrutiny as long as they play the game. But when you don't play the game anymore, felons and mercenaries and those that sold your soul to the devil, when you don't play the game anymore and you want to do something right and you feel guilty for doing what you're doing, you're going to disappear. You will die. But if you're born again, it don't make no difference because you know your soul is going to heaven. That's why they're trying to breed fear. When you have fear, you have no faith. You've lost your faith. The rewards and lust for power is always to them a reminder, thus not giving them over to realize that they traded one form of bondage to another form of bondage. It's masked, is covered until they step out of line. Then they die. Step out of line, they won't be fired. You will be executed and your body to completely destroyed. They don't have time to bury it. You understand? I get right down to the nitty gritty of it. So you traded one form of bondage in prison and felons to another form of bondage that's masked as freedom, but it's not at all until you step out of line, you find out. January the 10th, 2014, article came out. Former gang member with political ties was arrested more than 24 times before being hired into high-paying government jobs, according to the Sun-Times. Riboletti colleagues appalled that former gang member hired at Department of Corrections. In Chicago, State Representative Dennis Riboletti, Republican from Elmhurst, House Republicans held up, I'm not for Democrats, Republicans, or Libertarians, Libertarians, or Vegetarians, or whatever Terrians it is, I ain't part of it. I just stay away from any Tarian, ist, or ism. Well, I still got rheumatism, but that's okay too. Whatever. See, they're seeking a potential investigation back in some time ago into apparent gross lapses, I quote unquote, in employment standards in their hiring. So the question is, in the article, how does a former street gang member with an extensive criminal record get placed in multiple high-paying government jobs that allow him access to sensitive information? State representatives Dennis Rivoletti, John Anthony Morris, or John Anthony, Gene Ives of Wheaton, are outraged with Zandrian McCraven, a former gang member, Chicago, with more than 24 arrests, falsified job applications spanning multiple state agencies, have been hired by Illinois' Department of Corrections. See, I'm just not making this up. I've done extensive research on this. It's only scratching the surface to give you an example of what I'm trying to talk about here. Says McCraven, the Sun-Times said McCraven was a Chicago gang member with political ties. According to the report, was found to have bounced between several high-paying jobs with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services and the Illinois Department of Corrections. Most recently, McCraven was employed as a senior advisor to the IDOC chief of parole at a salary of $111,432 per year. Anybody want to answer that? Do you think he's the only one? No, he's not the only one. Back, January 2014, China abolishes its labor camps and releases the prisoners. Uh-oh. I wonder if they came over through Costco and Naval Base, Long Beach Naval Base, and Connex boxes. Or maybe through Panama Canal to Mexico to cross over the border. China's leaders address Chairman Mao's re-education through labor by closing labor camps across the country and releasing tens of thousands of prisoners. Now, why would they go and do that? That's a trick question because we know why. You think maybe they might be working at foreign trade zones, maybe? Maybe working in Chinese restaurants. Maybe you've underwent military training. Maybe getting ready to take out their own countrymen. So, there's other details about that I've got a whole report on it. Then you got Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff back when. Mandatory civil service plan. Oops. Turley was a secretary working for a particular Congress lady. That Rahm Emanuel lived in her house in an apartment that was not legal for a number of years. And Turley would probably write the checks and all that, or receive the checks, write the checks. He lived for free. This Turley girl, she She died in a fire when she drove into her carport. Her car exploded, caught on fire, and she died. About the time that Rahm Emanuel was assigned to Chicago. In 2010, February 2010, police chiefs were resigning. As an article came out on it. Massive resignations. It also followed a FEMA meeting. Why would police chiefs just start getting out? Maybe it'd be that they don't want to be a part of this. New Wisconsin inmate program raises concern. Also, about 2010 time frame. Milwaukee County Sheriff, the names here, military-style training program for inmates starts in January with some observers aware of its effectiveness and county liability in case of injuries. Military training. Woo! Discipline, order, training, structure, program. Intended. There was no way intended to be a military-style boot camp, but it looked and sounded like a boot camp in Wisconsin. Low-level offenders. Of course, that don't matter because they changed the record books anyway. Gosh, I got loads of articles. You see where this is headed? When inmates become U.S. Army soldiers, felony waivers in times of war, is it justified? So you're sending them. This goes back to recruiting in October 2006. They're talking about it. They're sending some of these street gangs to the military, getting military training, coming back, and bring it back to their gangs. That's what's going on. Long story short. Let's see. Some other articles I found. It's just amazing. I've been tracking this for the longest time. Forty-one Mexican prison guards are charged in a mass jailbreak. Back in several years ago in Mexico, more than 40 prison guards have been charged with helping Mexico City 153 inmates escape from a prison in northern Mexico. This was, when was this? I didn't put the date down. It was like 2010, 2011. That's when I started this study. And it's been ongoing. And I, up to date, it's just gotten out of whack. Out of whack, man. It's just left and right. Felons are coming out. I had people sending me stuff of how they're letting felons out. See, that article's been taken off, I think. Yep, they don't have an article up anymore. I got copies of it, but they take these off after a while. It's back so far, 2009, 2010. Missouri Guard to train inmates for emergencies. 2010, the same block articles. The Missouri National Guard plans to start training some of the state's prison inmates to help it during natural disasters and other emergencies. The prison inmates would become a more formalized part of the guard's disaster response. She said it would give the guard a larger, better trained pool of workers to respond to emergencies. Isn't that convenient? In 2010, California order to release inmates questioned by U.S. Justice at hearing. To release 46,000 felons out of California within 2 years, between 2010, 2012, or 13, to ease the overcrowding. And then you cut down the police officers in the outside, there's a little bit of disparity going on here. You increase the number you're going to leave because of budgetary, you leave them out of into the public. And then you reduce the number of police, I see a problem there. You see. And tell you about how it's going to complete the deficit. It's going to help them with the deficit by releasing felons out in the public. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger made some kind of a effort to stop it, but it was halfway effort. It was not intended to stop it at all. Then he kind of changed his stance. Are Abe Foxham and the Zionist ADL training U.S. police to be their private armies? Answer is yes. November 2007. The ADL. What business do they have at the first annual Urban Shield training exercise in California, 2007? The Anti-Defamation League, which is Jesuit organized, not Jews, Jesuit, participated in the Urban Shield training exercise in Oakland, California. It's a large-scale training exercise sponsored by Alameda County Sheriff's Department. It involved 20 SWAT. Two-day exercise in Utah. Also, man, they are getting around. I got a whole list of ADL training in the law enforcement from 2007, 8, and 9. The ADL. What business they got doing that? Oh, it's a long list. I'm not even going to go over it. All through the United States. The ADL. And I'm still, it's like 15 pages of where they've been. Then you got the Christian Identity. That's going to be their connection. The Christian Identity, folks, also includes Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, Arnold Murray, Family Research Council, Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah, buddy, they got connections too, the Christian Identity. And Christian Identity, that's where you get this push of naming Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and Jeshua, and Yahweh, whatever, Yahweh, and this, that, and the other. False names of Jesus through Christian Identity. You also have the Christian Identity shaped by media coverage of skinheads, neo-Nazis, hate crimes against minorities. That's their connecting right there. They have this ridiculous belief based in Christianity that the identity of the white race is that it's God's chosen people. Really? God's chosen people was in the Middle East, y'all. So they get into all this. Eve had sex with Satan nonsense. That there's human beings before Adam and Eve. The 10 lost tribes came to America. What? What you talking about there, Cletus? Hardly. And gets into Anglo-Israelism. Oh, goodness gracious. KKK is involved. Aryan Nation is involved. They come up with the shipping all the black people to Africa, liquidation of the United Nations. Well, I can agree with liquidation of the United Nations, but all this other is ridiculous. They're there. They're controlled by the Illuminati. They're controlled by the Freemasons. They're controlled by Jesuits to stir up dissension. Your Butlers and all these. Butler's annual Aryan Nation Congress. Oh, goodness gracious alive. But see, what's going to, the problem is, they will be identified once they're being used up. They don't realize that. The warning is for them to watch out. Militia, watch out. Minority guys out there, watch out. Street gang members, you watch out. You're going to be double-crossed. The only way is through Jesus Christ to get out of this. To manage with it, to deal with it. You know, in August the 26th, 2009, I found an article. 3,900 stimulus checks went to prison inmates. The government sent 3,900 economic stimulus checks to prison inmates. 2,200 of them got to keep them. Would that be a little incentive to join the civil service program when they get out by chance? I told y'all yesterday about Constance Cumby's book, The New Age Movement and Our Coming Age of Barbarism, 1983, page 117. She designed a chart I mentioned yesterday that makes a distinct correlation between Hitler's Nazism, actually Frank Nietzsche, who took over Carl Ritter's spot of writing the ideology of fascism and Nazism to work with Karl Marx to make sure they were countered each other to set up the wars of the 20th century by the Jesuits. It was all set up. It's all pre-planned. But anyway, she designed this chart that shows you the comparison between Nazism and New Age movement, which was really the Fourth Reich. And the Third Reich was a Nazi movement. They're the same. The movie Dirty Dozen. Does that sound familiar, where they took felons out of prison to do these jobs? In reality, Hitler encouraged the recruitment and use of convicts. As a correlation, the New Agers encouraged recruitment and use of convicts. Signs of Christ by Harold Belliaz mentions it specifically, and it's there to orient them to the New Age goals. So they think. And to get them on board, the Christian Identity Program is being taught in the prisons. Now, what is the Christian Identity Program that's involving in this? It's a name of a religious movement that unites many of the white supremacist groups in America. The teachers promote racism and sometimes violence, and their roots are deeply embedded in the movements such as the KKK and the Nazis. And they also change their name to some the National Identity Movement. Uh-oh. National, Nazi, National. They consider themselves a true Israel, and they view that the Jews are half-devils and such arch-enemies. They believe all but the white race are inferior creations. Identity's religious views are bizarre and very occultic. Their view of history is informed by conspiracy theories. And the Identity's use of the name Christian to promote racism and violence is just completely blasphemous. See, Jesus Christ as Redeemer of all races is God's supreme answer to Identity's outrageous claims. You had a headline that read, Separatists Surrenders in Idaho. It's about Randy Weaver. He is a Christian Identity. Although the government was worried on really bad, they were used April 19th. But Randy Weaver's Christian Identity as well. He was a man indicted for selling two sawed-off shotguns to undercover federal agents. And during the FBI's attempt to force him to leave his Idaho home and return to court, three people were killed, a federal agent and Weaver's wife and son. So when the standoff was over, about 15 handguns and shotguns and rifles and whatever was collected from his cabin. But he was a member of the religious movement called Christian Identity. And they also have linked into them Arnold Murray is a part of it. Family Research Council, Riceboro Baptist Church. All these. There's connections. Butler, Phelps. Israel identity is the uniting force among many white supremacist groups. It includes somewhat of religious teaching produced by its leaders or racist statements that echo the statements of other white supremacists. You also have violent young skinheads, and some of them are a part of the crowd of 300 people. They're chanting racial slurs at federal marshals attempting to capture Weaver. So you got nastiness on both sides of this little agenda going on. And both sides will be taken out by the Illuminati once they've been used. That's what I'm trying to get across to everybody that I'm talking to. And you know that the violent and racist nature of identity, Christians sometimes connect with this movement because the identity is espousal of issues such as right to life and anti-communism and all that, that pulls people in. And because this vulnerability that we have, that people have, it's important for Christians to know and understand about identity's false and racist teachings. Look at it throughout. They look at the Jews, the great enemy. They identify the adherents. They believe that they're only descendants of Adam, only chosen descendants of Abraham. They do. This is a reason for the name identity. They're convinced that they know their true identity. They believe they're members of the supposed 10 lost tribes of Israel. And they would include British, Germanic, and Scandinavian peoples as they're comprising of tribes of lost Israel. On the other hand, the Jew has, for them, become the great enemy. So they've singled out Jewish people as the enemy of the white race and the movement, clear link to Adolf Hitler and his Nazi ideas. They also have, in the most extreme group, the serpent seed doctrine. And the serpent seed doctrine teaches that even Satan, get this, had sexual intercourse now and produced Cain, would be son of Satan and Eve. So this started a line of half-devil people. And for many identity groups, not all of them, but a lot of them, ones are too many, this imagined half-devil line of Cain is the Jewish race. And Pastor Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel, he's an identity preacher from Gaviot, Arkansas. He calls them Kenites. Tenosh, people are identified as Canaanites. And they believe they were associated with Judah until they took over leadership of that tribe. So these Jews were the people who killed Christ. So this Pastor Murray, the one that says you don't have to read the Bible, but listen to me, that's a typical of a cult group, teaches that calling the Jews a chosen people of God is the gravest of sins. What does the Bible say? Not the Jews there today, no. They'll be cleaned out. The real Hebrew Jews, the 12 tribes of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham. Those are the real Jews. Their symbol is menorah, candlesticks, not the hexagram, witchcraft of the Star of David. Star of David, man, they should take the name David off. Don't belong there. It's Moloch, Star of Moloch. So, and you know that some other identity teachers, and some of those don't get along with each other, like Calvinists. They don't get along with each other sometimes. Some of the Christian identity talk bad about the other Christian identity. Man, they can't get it together. Some other identity teaches the Jews are children of Satan, only in the figurative sense. They believe that Adam and Eve is a line of Jews that are cursed, and there were humans created before Adam and Eve. that we're not. That's not what the Bible says at all. They use Genesis 4:1 when Eve says, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Now, I almost got on that bandwagon five, six years ago. I've gotten a man from the Lord, she says in Genesis 4:1. I had to struggle with that a little bit. I said, gotten a man from the Lord. I know when they come into someone or known, Sammy had known Mary, means Sammy and Mary slept together. That's kind of what we use the words. So I've gotten a man from the Lord. And then I got to think about it. Wait a minute. She didn't say, I've gotten a baby from the Lord. No. She said, I've gotten a little child, male child from the Lord. No. She saw the baby came out. It's obviously male. And she just called it a man. That's how they translated it. As her first child. I've gotten a man from the Lord. Wow, it's a man. Wow. That's her first baby. Doesn't mean she had sex with Samuel, as they want to think it, or Satan. Oh, it just gets all muddy. This is passed to the felons that are trained. You understand that where I'm coming from? I want to connect it. I just did. One writes about the Jews, know that as a race, they've the sly characteristics of the serpent. Well, they don't know that Knights Templar, who are Irish, control the finances. And they don't understand that the Illuminati, the inside Illuminati, are Italian. They ain't Jew. Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, Chagi, Borgia, Gaetani. Man, that's not Jew. Do you know what I mean? It's not Jews at all. Jews are involved, sure. Irish is involved, yeah. Irish, Scottish, English, Scandinavian, Norwegian, Austrian. One thing is in common. They all worship Lucifer. Lucifer is the one. A deep hatred toward the Jews they have. I think Satan does too. You see how this works? The felons are going to release. Racism is a basic basis of identity teaching. Since the white race alone has descended from Adam, the other races are viewed as prior creation. They don't realize that there's one earth, one landmass, and it began in the Middle East. That's where Jesus was, this place called Jerusalem, Israel. Shem stayed in the Middle East. Japheth went north, where all the white folk are today. Ham went south, where all the black folk are today. And in the middle was Shem. And that ley line going on there is called the Middle East. Bronze skin, big old lips and hair like wool. So being surprised that Jesus Christ would look like Middle Easterner, not blonde-haired, blue-eyed, that's ridiculous. Now, it gets into this racial issue. And when they say, and I've talked about this before, and people get nervous when I start talking about it, but I can tell you because I got evidence on this. They've been talking about getting rid of the white race. That's been the, you know, there's a conspiracy against eliminating the white race, right? Well, that's true. But that's where they stop. I continue on. Because you see, what they don't tell you is there is a conspiracy to get rid of the white race, black race, Chinese race, and Indian race. To get rid of all pure races. They don't tell you that. And you know why they're doing it? Because as of 2013, they have accomplished their agenda. They have integrated all the races. And now we go back to what I was talking about an hour and a half ago. The idea was to make a North American continent the New Atlantis. That was to include all races to be brought together in one hybrid, where one race has the characteristics of all the others in one race, back to where it was in the days of Nimrod. God scattered the races. He changed the languages. It caused a change of race. So man could not plot against God. That's the Tower of Babel. Satan took off on that and ran with it. He used the change of races to divide people and cause wars, with the goal of order out of chaos. Bring the chaos, you'll create the order. I have documented right here a statement, a quote, from the same individual I've quoted many times before to confirm exactly what I've just said, that all the races are targeted for extinction, and they have acquired, if you look it up on your own right now, the Changing Face of America, October issue of National Geographic. They have combined the races into one race. It has been done. It's taken them, good gosh, 600 years or more. They have accomplished it. So after 1945, as I've proven many times, that the attack, the last bastion, which was the American, after they finished using us for the wars as their pit bulldog, now it's time to take America down, which they're getting ready to do, and the secret societies are a part of it. Don't let them fool you about saying, well, we're patriots and we're Christian. No, they're not, because they're a part of this. They're bringing the New Atlantis in. They're going to use felons as a police department, as the national security. Brock Chisholm from the World Health Organization was a major player in this takedown beginning in 1948. He was director of the World Health Organization, United Nations, and he says the following. Listen carefully. In dismantling the family and dismantling patriotism and individual liberty began in the year 1945. And when he became director of the World Health Organization in 1948, he said, and I quote, I'm going to give you two quotes that confirm this, because it stands up till today and tomorrow, has everything to do with the immigration, has everything to do with the finances, everything to do with education, everything. I quote, Brock Chisholm, a major player in this planning, he's from Canada. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. He said that in 1948, 1953. Now, relative to the racism issue, watch what these sneaky suckers have done. Quote, Red Fog Over America, first edition, William G. Carr, page 223. He said, and I quote, what the public must never forget, and they must keep reminding their elected representatives of the fact that the leaders of communism, which exists today even in America and always has, or atheistic materialist, and the leaders of the Illuminati, they believe that Satan is the all-powerful supernatural force, and the Illuminati intend to use atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, and all the isms up to a certain point. But when the nations have been merged into an international state, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. Unquote. Now, I'm going to read you the next part about the racism in a second. Now, hold on there. They're now, the Illuminati themselves, are exposing themselves openly Even a question on Jeopardy. They're exposing. They want you to know about the Illuminati. They've got these YouTubes coming out. And people out there are saying, I'm exposing the Illuminati. I'm from the Illuminati family. I'm telling you the truth. I'm from the CIA. I have 5 books and 10 CDs, whatever. And we're exposing Illuminati. The Illuminati is exposing the Illuminati. Why? Because when they tell you the bankers have been defeated, the Illuminati has been on the run, the reptilians are out here doing whatever, playing like they're tadpoles, I don't know. But anyway, they're going to say defeated the Illuminati. Well, if old Elmer and Martha here don't have a clue who the Illuminati is, it don't make no difference. So they want Martha and old Cletus to know who the Illuminati has done and what they've done to them. The Illuminati wants them to know. Why? Because they're bringing in the New Age movement. It's called the dialectic. They expose the evil to bring in what they think is the good, and it's going to be worse than what was before. And Jesus Christ is going to squash them like a bug. That's the play being made. That's why they're saying the Illuminati did this, the Illuminati did that, the bankers are doing this, the bankers are doing that. We're going to arrest Bush, we're going to arrest Clinton, all this stuff, I don't know what, Obama, who cares. We got to impeach him. All this is a bunch of smoke and mirrors to bring in the New Age movement and disclosure. So after the nations, then, now I complete it, have been merged into an international state, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe, and that's exactly what the King James Bible says by bringing together the 10 kings. And you pick your jaws off the floor now. Now I'm going to give you a slam dunk. You ready? About the racist issue. Bringing everybody together in one race. Where God divided the races. To live benevolently with each other. But divided them because they were plotting against God. So he changed the languages at the Tower of Babel. They separated, divided. God raised the water table. Separated the continents. Satan used that as a pretext to start wars. And then started bringing people into one location so they all intermingle, called the North American continent. You find no other continent like this. Because this continent was identified. So all the races had come together to form his one race. And then he's going to do the following. Listen. As they form the King Despot of the Universe, I quote, the agent tour of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale, and Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Christian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, the quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. Order out of chaos. And the next step, continuing quote, in this diabolic plan, would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished by mass medication. Quote, experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since 1900 AD, as was told previously. Now, I've got the details, actually. Fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of conspiracy, unquote. Now you know why they've got the e-cigarettes and they're trying to legalize marijuana. Any questions on that? Your own personal water pipe. Oh, hey, boy, could the hippies back in the 60s love that. Continuing quote, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births. Despite the fact that starvation and want are brought about by diabolical controls, unquote. There's your so-called famine. The king despot will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. His efficiency experts will advise how many of each type of human should be allowed to be born. Selected males, picked for their mental and physical features, will father the human race by means or artificial insemination. Women who have been specially selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments have already been carried out behind the Iron Curtain in this field of science for the past 37 years. You know, this book was written 1955. You Joint Chief of Staff, you've been hooked and crooked. You've been lied to. Continuing, after these steps, this diabolical conspiracy have been accomplished, it will be a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific, quote, brainwashing, systematically applied, and the rule of Satan will take over instead of that of Christ the King. Now watch this. Y'all ready for this one? One second. So you heard that. About Satan will take control. That'll be the big surprise. And now what I want to show you, this unrelated, not connected, other reference that confirms the real World War III, not this fake one they got coming up today that they're trying to convince people is a part of it. And what's this plan? Goes back to 1873. The same man that planned out World War I, World War II, World War III perfectly before 1871, when exactly as planned. So the real World War III, based on that, based on the falling of religion, bringing all the cultures together, and the trick they're going to pull on you. Here's what the plan for War III is going to be about. The Third World War must be fomented. This is written in 1872. By taking advantage of the differences caused by the ancient tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. You know what he's talking about here? Who's a political Zionist? The Jews. Who's the Islamic world? The Arabs. Who are the Jews? The real Jews are from Isaac and Jacob, and Abraham is the father, right, of the Jews. Father Abraham is the Jew father, the real one. Hebrew Israel, he's the first one. Wait a minute. Then the Islamic world would be the offspring of Ishmael. And Ishmael is also the son of Abraham. They've got the offspring of Ishmael fighting, going to the Third World War. Hadn't happened yet, but it's going to. Against the sons of Jacob and Isaac. The 12 tribes, Hebrews, Jews, fighting each other. You got that? Who's a winner by default? The old Roman Empire. Continuing. This war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete exhaustion, physically, morally, spiritually, and economically. Continuing, he says, and I quote, "We shall then unleash the nihilist," those are assassins, murderers, "and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil." There's your Nephilim. There's your Helter Skelter. Continuing. "Then everywhere the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the wild or the world minority of revolutionaries, subversives, will exterminate those destroyers of the civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity whose distic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an idea, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated all at the same time," unquote. That would be mid-tribulation. The second seal is this Third World War we're talking about. This thing about China and Russia and their Third World War. Man, we've got 288 foreign trade zones in America, and nobody's concerned about that. We're going to war with China? You got to be kidding me. Somebody's stupid up in D.C. Somebody's stupid over in Chatham House. And China, and Russia, and every other place. No, it's going to be about an extraterrestrial lie where the world comes together. That was planned in 1917. Carried through to 1966. It's what NASA was set up for. This alien disclosure. We'll talk about that tomorrow. John Dewey, humanist, helped set that up. You see how big this is, how deep it goes? The reality of what they're setting up is way beyond. And using felons in America is the way they're going to carry it through. And you'll want it. And the ones carrying this through will also be eliminated. The 200 million that you read about in the Bible that's going up against Jesus or Armageddon, the real one, are transhumanized army. That's not human army at all. And Armageddon, and someone ought to tell Hagee and all the rest of these fruitcakes, that Armageddon is between Jesus Christ himself and Satan's humanized army. Transhumanized army is between Jesus Christ and Satan, not Russia and China and I don't know wherever else. That is not Armageddon. I wish someone would straighten them out. That the whole congregation of the Hagees and all the rest of them that talk about this nonsense would just get up and walk out on these people. Armageddon is between Jesus Christ after 7 years. Man, we haven't even started the first year yet. We're not even in the first seal yet. But they got to find some way to get America under control. You're not going to get with police force today. You ain't going to get with the military because they're committing 26 suicides per day. They're going to get it from international forces already here and felons being released out of prison that think they're going to have a heads up. It's not going to happen. They're going to use them and then they're going to kill them. Family, what I'm telling about you today is serious. And it's true. Now tomorrow I'm going to complete what I'm talking about. I got more to say about the felons, I think. A little bit more group about it. Disclosure. And whatever else comes up and whatever I find in my research. Eugenics, cybernetics plays a really big part. That's why they want transhumanized super soldiers to take on the onslaught of Jesus Christ, they think. Everything has been involved in this, from Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, to HARP, to control. All this is connected to what I'm talking about. Everything is connected, as can be proven. Satan is prince of this world, family, but he is not king. And he lost already at the cross of Calvary. He's a defeated foe. Who are you going to follow? The one that's won already? Or the one defeated and trying to take lives and souls before he goes? Whose side are you on? The winner or the already loser? Jesus Christ has won at the cross of Calvary. He is coming back to collect his own and to establish a foothold in Jerusalem. And all it takes from him, because he is God incarnated, human flesh, now translated into supernatural form. He will take physical possession of Jerusalem and will rule from there for 1,000 years. Satan will be put into chains of darkness. After 1,000 years, will be released again to tempt the nations that's never been tempted over 1,000 years to once and for all decide who's going to be. We've been tempted. We've been tested in this physical world today. But the ones in 1,000 years will have not been, because Satan will be chained after the Armageddon. When he loses Armageddon, false prophet and the Antichrist will be thrown in the lake of fire. Satan will be chained only to be used, because during 1,000 years, Satan will not be operating like he is today with the politics, with the finances, with the science, with education, with science, the arts, politics, finance. He won't be operating there like he is today. So those that's lived 1,000 years will have an opportunity to make their decision. That's why it's released for 1,000, after 1,000 years. Then, that is the battle of Gog and Magog. That's in the scripture. It is word for word. And after 1,000 years, the battle of our Gog and Magog. They got that wrong too. They got it all mixed up. World War II, the second seal is World War III. 7 years after the first seal is Armageddon. Between God and Satan and the transhumanized army. And the third war coming after 1,000 years is, in fact, according to scripture, Gog and Magog. And it's listed there specifically. And that's the final battle that Satan loses. He's going to the lake of fire, and that's where he'll be for all eternity. New heaven, new earth then. And that's the same time at the great white throne judgment for all those sinners will be judged at that end time. That's what the scriptures say. Family, we're at the end of the program, y'all. And we got one more day to cover. And I'll continue this, but more information tomorrow, different. Some same stuff in order to put it in context. And we'll talk more about this. I want to cover disclosure and this liar named Yeshua and Sananda. I want to expose that tomorrow. Because that's going to change the Catholic Church. It's going to change the world as you know it. When they finally release and it becomes public knowledge about Sananda Emanuel, the fallen angel, will make a public announcement. That will be the first seal. When it's going to happen, I don't know. But we see it's being set up now. We see the Illuminati telling us about their evil, because they're going to come out with, well, this is the good. Since that's the evil, this is the good. But it's all bad. That's called the Hegelian dialectic. That's why they're exposing themselves. And we'll talk about a few other things tomorrow, y'all. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And also to remind you that we're played up with HighPointRadio.net. They play our broadcast and Bible studies. John Kirkler, HighPointRadio.net. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has three towers there that play those, and that's all it does for us. That's great. We appreciate that. My website, watchmanforjesus.com. And I have my archives there that you can play, send out, make YouTubes, boopoobs, whatever, I don't care what. Get them on out there if you like them. If you don't, well, okay, fine too. But research. Don't take my word for nothing. You do your own research. Or spot check it or whatever. If I made a mistake, man, tell me. But challenge it, man. Don't take somebody's word for something. You can't. Do it yourself. You search it out. The idea is to find the truth. Not a movement, not a country, not a patriotism, none of that. You find what the truth is. That's the bottom line. And the truth is Jesus Christ. And his name's not Yeshua. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's a setup they're trying to fool you with. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Y'all have a good night. And God bless. And we'll see you all tonight, 7:30 to 9, or tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Have a great evening. This is The Watchman, signing off. Shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.